is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Thank you. That's Pat Valentino on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Wedding Bell Blues and his walking bass there. And before that, we had, what did we have? Lex De Azevedo with California Girls. You're listening to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy for another week. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it is time for taking a road trip. And this week, we're going to Oklahoma. Yes, Oklahoma, yes. And we're starting in a town called Catoosa. I didn't know there was a town called Catoosa of anything, but it is in Oklahoma. It was once a part of Route 66, what we're talking about actually is the Blue Whale of Catoosa, which was once a part of Route 66 swimming hole. There is a smiling blue whale that has become one of Oklahoma's most recognizable roadside icons. Families still climb on it, pose with it, and wonder how it ended up there in the first place. It's cheerful, slightly faded, and completely sincere. The whale doesn't explain itself because it doesn't have to. It's just there. It was once part of the swimming hole that was there. Yes. In Foyle, Oklahoma, F-O-Y-I-L, not foil like what you wrap food in, but it's the world's largest concrete totem pole. It is nearly 90 feet tall. This towering totem pole is covered in hand-painted symbols and imagery built by a single artist over many years. It dominates the landscape with quiet authority. It's colorful, imposing, and deeply personal. So you feel it before you understand it. So go see that, if you can, in Foyle. Tulsa, Oklahoma. There is the center of the universe. Well, that's pretty lofty claim, if you ask me, but this small circle of bricks in downtown Tulsa creates a bizarre acoustic effect where your voice echoes back louder to you than to anyone else. Interesting. That was a little hard to read, but anyhow, step inside the circle, speak, and immediately question physics. There is no sign explaining why it works, just people talking or taking turns testing it. And it is science meeting sidewalk. So, okay, moving on to Arcadia, where you have the Round Barn, built in 1898. This perfectly round barn is an architectural outlier surrounded by straight roads and flat land. Inside, the acoustics carry sound in unexpected ways, much like the building itself carries history. It's sturdy, elegant, and quietly defiant of right angles. Oklahoma appreciates a good curveball, apparently, so there it is, right there, in full 360 degrees at that. Arcadia, Oklahoma, Pop's 66 Soda Ranch. Okay, towering soda bottles glow outside a modern diner stocked with hundreds of soda varieties from around the world. That's pretty interesting. You can order flavors you didn't know existed in combinations you may regret later. But it's polished, playful, and proudly excessive. Route 66 energy bottled, literally. And finally, Weatherford, Oklahoma, the Stafford Air and Space Museum. It honors astronaut Thomas Stafford and Oklahoma's deep ties to space exploration. Full of spacecraft, simulators, and mission artifacts fill the exhibits. The contrast between outer space and surrounding farmland is striking. Oklahoma looks up without losing its footing. So there you have it. And that's our road trip to Oklahoma this week. And next week, I think we hit Texas. So we're getting through the states pretty rapidly now. Here's Ronnie Aldridge and I Could Never Miss You on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
relaxing and easy.
Come.
relaxing and easy. Dick Baker and the orchestra there. If You Leave Me Now. Before that, we had the Mamas and the Papas with Gotta Feelin'. Paul Marriott did Yesterday Once More, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with I Could Never Miss You. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here is Frank Purcell and Crystal Bells. Now you know why they're called that.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Nick Ingman on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song that I believe Olivia Newton-John sang, Something Better to Do. Maybe somebody else, I don't remember correctly, but anyhow, before that we had Frank Purcell with his rendition of Song for Guy, which was originally done by Elton John, and Frank Jaxfield with I'm On My Way. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Tokyo. Capybaras have brought their A-game to public bathing culture, taking part in the annual Long Bath Showdown across multiple Japanese zoos. The reigning champion, an easygoing capybara named Prune, soaked for a whopping hour before winning the plush towel and cucumber platter prize. That sounds kind of nice, actually, cucumber platter. Yeah. Onlookers said Prune's serene soak seemed more spa retreat than competition, inspiring visitors to vow longer hot spring sessions themselves. Experts say the capybara's calm demeanor makes it perfect for chilled-out contests. Next year's event promises tea time breaks and spa music for all entrants, of course. Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, place where I was not too long ago, actually. Authorities there ended a mini donkey's solo adventure after Dolly Parton somehow slipped her tether and explored farm country on her own hoof. Obviously, the mini donkey's name is Dolly Parton. I'm just figuring this out. The tiny equine wanderer was safely rounded up by state police, who snapped photos that quickly went viral. Dolly Parton, named by her loving owner after the singer herself, there you go, received plenty of scratches behind the ears before returning home. Police jokingly said that they've never issued a mini donkey return order, but they were glad that they could oblige at least. Social media devotees insisted Dolly deserved a medal. Well, there you go. Okay. And finally, Franklin County, Kentucky. Firefighters found themselves in an unusual icy rescue after a horse wandered onto a frozen pond and found it couldn't muster traction on the slick surface. Crews used blankets, steady voices, and plenty of patience before coaxing the confused equine back to solid ground. The horse, whose owner insists he's more of a pasture explorer than a pond diver, was unharmed and promptly rewarded with hay. Fire officials urged folks to keep pets and livestock clear of thin ice this season and every season that it exists in. Pictures from the scene showed more laughter than concern once the rescue was complete. Well, at least it had a happy ending, right? Here's Martin Botcher in Guantanamera. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Bert Kempfert and the orchestra with The Glory of Love. Before that, Alan Tu with 99 Miles from L.A. Neil Richardson and the Singers there with Sleepy Time Gal, Londonderry Strings with The Summer Song, and Martin Botcher with Guantanamera. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have time for one more. Name that tune. Just like Stay Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-38.